A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your dingy country, and coming to you live from the First Nation Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, today we're going to catch up a yarn there with Hedy Perkins, a Euro Journey advisor, and talking about the beautiful artwork monument that's about to be launched in July. On the line, Hedy, very good morning. How are you, sis?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you. You're in a beautiful part of the world.
Yes, my sister. It's going to be one thong, football shorts and a pair of singlet. You must be rugged up down there in Sydney, eh, sis?
Oh, mate, it's what a... meant to be feel like 10 degrees today. It feels like minus 10 for me, but that's my view of Central Australia.
Yeah, get that scarf out of your mouth. I can understand what you're saying. Sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, sure. I'm Hetty's, and my skin name is Kumara. I'm from Arunda community of Central Australia and also Kalkadoon mob.
Kalkadoon mob. See, I'm Murray from the Curry. We've got a connection. I can borrow money for you now, sis. Shut up.
Hey, it might be better borrowing off you.
Look, tell us about this beautiful space you're working in. Talk about Judy Watson, another Wanyee sister there, artist, and Barra. We're talking about her monumental art piece that's going to be there overlooking the Sydney Harbour.
Yeah, look, it's super exciting. And, you know, here on Gadigal Country, it's been a long time for, you know, our community Gadigal mob and those people who have since made this place their home to be sort of acknowledged. And that's so this work is part of a project that the City of Sydney Council has been working on. And the reason why they're doing that is because in response to community. So back in about 2008, there was a lot of consultation with community, white fellas and black fellas, and overwhelmingly people said they wanted more recognition for our culture and our stories in the public domain. So this work, which we've kind of subtitled Monument for the Eora, referring to, of course, the 29 clans of this region grouped under the title of Eora, is a work that's been commissioned from Judy Watson, as you said, who's a Wanyee artist and who's one of our really internationally recognised artists, to be placed on the Tarpeian Lawn. And that's when you walk into the Opera House down there at Moran or Circular Quay, if you look up on the top of that sort of rise there, that's where this work bar will be. So it'll be overlooking the Opera House, Sydney Harbour Bridge. It'll become really an important landmark for our community.
Look, fantastic. How would Judy be feeling having her work been selected, so to speak, being the artist for this fantastic monument?
Oh, look, she's really stoked, you know, and she worked with, she's a bit damp today because she's been down on site in the rain, but apart from that, I don't think that's dampened her enthusiasm, though.
That's the ancestors crying, my sister.
Oh, I know, hey, it's always a beautiful, it's beautiful, rain, hail or shine, you know, it's a lovely place, and this work is such a strong and powerful statement. But one of the things that's really important is that this idea was kind of seeded by community here, you know, all those years ago, and so now what we're seeing is, you know, bearing the fruit, if you like, of the seeds that were planted back then. And so Judy feels really honoured to be, you know, to be part of this process, to have an opportunity. But as she also says, the work, which is barra, which is a shell fish hook in the local language, it's something that a lot of our mob can relate to.
Whether exactly.
You know, freshwater, salt water, you know, that's something that we've been making for, you know, since fish were invented.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's something that has a kind of a real connection, I think, with a lot of our communities right around this country, and that's appropriate, you know, because Sydney's often the first spot that people, you know, when they're visiting Australia, come. And so to have that kind of really powerful recognition there is very important.
And can we have can the mob have a peak preview of Barra, or we just have to wait till July for the launch?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to have a community. It's open just first for community, so it's going to be an event that is just for local mob to come.
Good.
And then in the afternoon, we'll get, you know, other guests will be invited to come along, and that's, and then we'll all unveil it together. But our mob are getting the first look at it, and, you know, people like yourselves with the media and so on, but they're the only ones we're talking to at this point. So It is very much something for us,
yes,
by us, and for our future generations.
Yeah, beautiful. Nicely said. We're looking forward to looking at this deadly space overlooking Sydney Harbour. Congratulations to our sister Judy Watson, one-year artist there, in regard to her work, Burra. And Hetty, thank you very much for sharing. And big shout-out to all your mob and all your team there too, my sister.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. And all the mob back home there, hello to them. And thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you, eh?
One love, my sister. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye, darling. There it is. So having a diddly yarn there with Hetty Perkins, Kalkaroon's sister, and also she's the Eora Country Journey Advisor in regard to the artwork, the monument that's going to be on display. Well, it's going to be there, a monument forever and a day, overlooking Sydney Harbour, July launch, and it's made up by Judy Watson, a one-year artist there in the Gulf Country. And the monument is called Burra, which is, like I said, the meaning of the hooks that we use in regarding our fishing across this country. So too beautiful, too deadly, and it's artwork honouring First Nations community to overlook Sydney Harbour. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416 on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Sitting on the street one day, I saw a policeman. He come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the baby?
folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Sebastian here, hanging out on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up a yarn now with beautiful sister, all the way from WA, Noongar sister, Ingrid Cumming, and talk about Anifani Bulbuk Yuruli. Is one of the most prominent Aboriginal women in WA's history. And it was a Wadju Noongar woman who protested against the occupation of her land by settlers in the Swan River Colony back in the 1800s. Well, Anifani has been now inducted in the WA Women's Hall of Fame. And to talk about that is our sister on the line, Ingrid Cumming. My sister Ingrid, good morning. How are you?
Hello, my brother. How are you today? I'm feeling very modish, very deadly.
Very deadly. Thank you, my sister. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So my mob are the Wadjuk Noongar. So Wadjuk is the language group of the Perth region over here in the southwest of Western Australia, or Noongar Nation.
Good, good. Look, this is a fantastic story. And when you talk about Anifani Bulbuk Yuruli, who's been, an activist back in the 1800s, fighting for her land, and now she, here we are in the 21st century, 2021, she has been inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame. This should have been out since day dot, you know what I mean? A lady of that calibre, a black woman fighting for her right back in 1800, which would have been really left field and stay in your place, lady, how dare you, whatever, now been inducted Hall of Fame, but she should be across all our history books in this country, sister.
That's true. I mean, only took 200 years, but we got there, right?
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. Better late than never. Hello.
That's right. And that's the thing, too, as we all know, like in the early contacts across, you know, Australia, a lot of the men's stories were recorded, but a lot of the women's, or the Yorgas, as we call them over this way, their stories weren't recorded, and their part of history that they played weren't recorded. So it's a real honour to be able to just simply do the nomination, which resulted in Auntie getting recognised for the important part she played in West Australia's history.
Yeah, no, fantastic. So also talk about the position that you hold. You're a Noongar cultural advisor at the Curtin University. So how did this story come into your hands, or when? How does it come about in regarding Anifani being inducted in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so, I mean, I started my journey at university at 19, at Curtin University, funnily enough, and I wanted to be an actor on Neighbours. I wanted to be
Shut
one
up.
Of them fellas.
Yeah, okay.
And, I might still have a chance. I don't know.
There you go.
I might have passed the prime. But I decided that, learning about my cultural history and heritage, and particularly Ngala Wongiwas, my language, is really something I'm very passionate about. So in learning all of these different things, I started to understand, why mob were treated different, why we were looked at different, where the perspectives came from. So it actually helped me sort of understand why we got to where we're at. And one of the sort of prominent, I guess, figures of activism in the early contacts or 1800s over here in WA was indeed Aunty Fanny, Nan Fanny, I should call it. For me, we do actual cultural tours. So part of our cultural immersion and learning, we actually take our staff and students on country around Boorloo or Perth, and we tell stories of not just, our ancestors didn't just leave us scars, brother. They left us, great knowledge and great inspiration. So we talk about the pre- and post-colonial history of the area that surrounds our campuses. And on that tour, we talk about old girl Fanny, smashing on the gates of the governor's house, saying, you're camping on the graves of my ancestors, get off you mob. So how she used to kick down fences and do all this stuff, and talking about sort of early activism around the colonial colonisation period in the 1800s. So from that, I had a mentor of mine, a Wadjala or an Indigenous lady, Marion Fulker from the Committee for Perth, and she said, "Sister girl, why has no one nominated this woman for?" And I said, "That's actually a good question." So, got online and nominated her, and they were so thrilled because the WA Hall of Fame mob, they said, "We just don't understand why it hasn't happened yet. No one's nominated her." So they were thrilled, and the community was thrilled that finally old girl got that recognition she deserves.
Look, a true warrior, and we're talking about 1800s. I mean, she was in a position, when you slammed on gates back then, white gates, white families, governor's house, so to speak, that's a position to be shot.
And just across the road was the execution of one of her family members, Midjiguru, who was the father of a well-known warrior over here, Yagan. And he was executed without trial around the same period for being at the wrong place at the wrong time and being accused of being a part of a murder occurring. So execution without trial. So you talk about, death in custody.
Yes.
That's an example of that. So old girl going around and, letting her voice be known and challenge the authorities at the time, that took some serious guts, and that's some serious inspiration for young, younger women like me.
Well, of course. So what we're picking up here is activists are still strong in the 21st century. Black fighting for blacks, a woman at that, and here we are in the 21st century doing the same thing. But going back then, 1800, now she's been inducted into WA Women's Hall of Fame. It is so fantastic, a powerful story, and it should be told, sister.
Absolutely, and even now you look. 38's not young as far as I'm concerned. I'm getting on, but we've got this incredible Boorloo Youth Network, young, younger Aboriginal people, and Wadjalas all coming together to keep up the activism. So the next generation are definitely stepping up, and they're doing it with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters. So true reconciliation going forward. And you know what, brother? I see more of us Wadjala families and mob walking with us rather than against us. So I'm so inspired that we can do it together, which we should have done back in the early 1800s.
And look, our ancestors are strong, and strong from strong with us in spirit. And look, I strongly believe that induction is Aunty Fanny at work on the other side.
Still fighting, living in the spirits of all of us young fellas, and it's an honour, as a young woman to be able to carry on. Not just her story, but I hope it's not 200 years before, these young leaders I just spoke about, myself and others, that our stories and our experiences are shared. Let's do it a lot quicker and support that up-and-coming young network of leaders who are making their mark in this part of history and time.
Exactly. Andrew, my sister, how do people find out about Aunty Fanny? Is there any books, or can we Google her, or how do we find out her story?
Well, if you Google Fanny Bolbuck, there's heaps of stuff. There's actually a project called Noongarpedia, which I worked on with some other mob here at Curtin, which is the first ever Aboriginal Wikipedia page bilingual about Noongar people. So you can read about her there, which is a community-based. But you can definitely find there's a lot of stuff on her. There's movies, there's books. there's all sorts of stuff. But do you know what, brother? I'm gonna put it out there now.
Yes.
If anyone wants to make a movie about Arnie Vanny, come and have a yarn.
And Enver would be the actress.
Yeah.
Well, not sister.
I'll play the leading role.
There you go. That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, go on.
I'll drive that cart there, you know.
Go on then.
Knock off. My sister.
Over the west. Everyone's welcome over here in the west.
Too beautiful. Great talking to you, my sister. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. A fantastic story. And Auntie Fanny smiling down on us. And fantastic. You didn't work behind the scenes there, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, brother, for sharing her story, our story. And hopefully, Yawkuling, Nidjabudjara, you'll come over our country soon and we can welcome you.
Yeah, sounds deadly. All right, my sister. Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Ingrid Cummings, her name is, Noongar Cultural Advisor at the Curtin University. And behind the, she nominated Auntie Fanny Bulbuk Yirrul. And she's one of the most prominent Aboriginal women in WA's history. A Wadja Noongar woman who protested against the occupation of her land by the settlers in the Swan River colony back in the 1800s. So activist as she was, fighting for her land, and now been inducted in the WA Western Australia's Women Hall of Fame. So look, fantastic, a beautiful story. Check it out on Noongar Media. Noongarpedia, that is, and that's Auntie Fanny Bulbuk, Balbuk, Yirrul, Yooreel. So do check it out. Ingrid Cummins, thank you very much, my sister. Look, stay, your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.